Good morning. It's really good to see you in church this morning, and especially those in uniform. You're all looking incredibly smart, and I hope you notice I combed my hair before I came out. But there is one special welcome to make. There's probably a lot I should make, but one special welcome is that we have scouts from the 122nd Craig Almond Cumley Bank group here. Where are you? At the back. Good to see you. And I hope you've enjoyed being in Kearney Hill.
We have.
Did you get your passport stamped as you came into Fife? You might not get out. That's true. Rob, would you like to take us through some of the notices?
Morning, everyone. Welcome to our service this morning, especially if you're a newcomer or visitor. Visitors may wish to sign our visitor's book. We also welcome to our service this morning, especially if you are commemorating Remembrance Day in church and afterwards at the War Memorial. The congregation will join with the uniformed organisations to walk to the memorial from the car park, but you can also make your own way along directly after the service. Please take care and observe instructions from our stewards and the police officers assisting with the parade and at the War Memorial. Blyswood Care Shoebox Appeal 2023. A huge thank you to everyone who supported the Blyswood Care Shoebox Appeal. Through a combined effort from Kearneyhill Church, Kearneyhill Brownies and Rainbows, Limekilns Church and Mrs. Margaret Duffy, a Kearneyhill resident, we have managed to fill an amazing 106 shoeboxes, and we have also sent £105 in separate donations for transport costs. Warm Spaces and Sanctuary Cinema. We are pleased to announce that the church is taking part in the Warm Spaces initiative once again. The church is now open on Thursday afternoons between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. until the end of March. This week, the 16th of November, and every 2 weeks, the Sanctuary Cinema will operate. The first film is Swimming with Men. On alternate weeks, there will be games and other activities. Gift Day. Our annual Gift Day will take place next Sunday, 19th November. Letters about this are currently going out to every church member and everyone on our contact list. For information, speak to the Treasurer, George White, on 269355. Kearneyhill Parent Crown Council Christmas Fair. Kearneyhill Parent Council is holding a Christmas fair at the school on the 22nd November from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. The church will have a stall. The Parent Council have asked for anyone interested in singing at the event to come forward and please speak to Irene Scott. Church Newsletter, December issue. Contributions are needed for our December Christmas newsletter. Please consider writing something for the newsletter. This can be about any church activity or anything else of interest to our readership across the parish. We aim to encourage everyone in the community to take an interest in our church and village church. Speak to Derek and or send contributions to derek@kearneyhillchurch.org.uk. The deadline for contact is next Sunday, 19th November. Other intimations. There are further intimations in the printed sheet. This is available on our website or via our Facebook page if you don't have a copy. Next, a quick look at the order of service. Thank you.
Let's worship God. Let's sing to God's praise and glory, hymn number 159, Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided.
Thank you.
I was using an old order of proceedings, and I was reminded that Rosemary was actually going to be helping us with our prayers this morning. Unfortunately, I had sent out the order of service and I didn't tell anybody that it had changed. So it's not Alistair as on the order of service, it's Rosemary who's going to be leading our prayers this morning.
We come together with our individual and collective memories and thoughts. We remember that you are with us, loving God. Indeed, that you have called us here. Let us pray. Gather us into your presence, God of peace. We trust that your vision for the world, the great creation of your imagination, entrusted to us as a place for our flourishing, is still there behind all the challenges of our lives. We come today remembering that even in the darkest of days, your flame of hope and new life flickers, drawing us on to find the good and to light the world with your gospel of love. Help us to find you in the smallest of things and the most ordinary of our experiences. For you are the great source of our being and the power that sustains us through your Holy Spirit. When we search hard for you, we may miss your presence in the everyday. So help us to look out for you in the face of friend and of stranger, in the wonder and beauty of our world, in the complexity of design, in the creativity of artist and scientist. Merciful Father, we live in you. The great mystery of our being, which is beyond our understanding, yet revealed in the life, death, and resurrection of your Son. You are there underpinning our lives, offering to us all that we need to live well. All too often we grasp after our own prosperity and safety, building walls of self-sufficiency, storing up great resources in the barns of our nation, finding the other and any differences between us to be a threat to us. We fall into the ways of war when your ways are of peace. On this day of remembrance, when we pay tribute to those who have given so much, when war became the way, and we remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives in world wars and conflicts, past and present, have been given and taken away. We confess the faults of nations who have gone to war and missed your rays of peace, and we hold all of this before you now in a moment of silence. God of all, your ways are of mercy, your heart is for reconciliation. So help us to accept the hand of forgiveness that you offer. Help us to leave behind what has weighed us down, to seek the ways of friendship and of peace, and to trust that you want the best for us, as we join together now in the saying of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our readings this morning come from the Book of Psalms in the Old Testament and from Matthew's Gospel in the New Testament, and our readers come from Scouting and Guiding. Would those who are reading for us like to come forward?
Psalm 37, verses 1 to 11. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like grass they will soon wither, Like green plants, they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the lands and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not threat when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not threat, it only leads to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. A little while and the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity.
Matthew 5, verses 38 to 48. Eye for eye. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Love your enemies. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
Thank you very much. Very well read. We're going to sing a hymn now that is actually from a prayer. It is the prayer of St. Francis. Some very old words set to music. It's hymn number 528, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. Is there anybody here who is in primary 7 at Cairney Hill Primary School? Right. So you know the answer to this question. What was special about yesterday? Well done. It is actually 2 minutes. But 2 minutes is a long time. Actually, 1 minute quiet is quite a long time. Well, it's a long time for me. I'm not sure what it's like when you're younger. Are you good at silence? Right, okay. There's something new I've learned, because I'm sure I've passed places where there's, well, I pass the church hall down the road when there's brownies in, and it's certainly not silent. And I'm not sure that guides are terribly quiet either, are they? Scouts? No sound at all. Right, okay. Well, I'm sure there'll be silence today at 11 o'clock, at 12:30, when we have our silence today. Right. So, why the 11th of November?
Because that's the day World War II ended.
You were right first time. World War I. And the big question is, how long ago was that? Who's done some history?
105.
Well done. 105 years. It was 1918, at the 11th hour, on the 11th day of the 11th month, that the guns fell silent and the Great War came to an end. It was called the Great War because nobody envisaged there being a Second World War. It was thought that war had been so terrible that nobody would ever do this again. With the benefit of hindsight, historians, of course, tell us that the seeds of the Second World War were sown at the end of the First World War, and though it was 21 years later, it was almost as though we'd had a 21-year ceasefire. The lessons learned during the First World War seemed to have been more to do with mechanised and industrial warfare than they were about the need for peace. The Second World War introduced us to weapons that we now call weapons of mass destruction. And of course, the war ended with the use of nuclear weapons. Following the Second World War, there was what was called the Cold War. And quite a number of people in church today will remember the Cold War, that nuclear arms race that brought us to a place where some believed that because of the destructive power we had, war was unthinkable. The basis of nuclear deterrence is what was called MAD. And MAD stood for Mutual Assured Destruction. In other words, if a nuclear weapon was used, the result would be so terrible that nobody would survive. Of course, plans were made for surviving nuclear war. Serious consideration was given to being able to control a war in a nuclear age. And if you ever go to places like the secret bunker, they have those old films. Those films are older than me. And they describe what to do, although putting doors against a wall and piling books on them, I'm not sure that it wasn't anything other than giving people something to do rather than panic. But in those days, as time went on, people began to talk about, well, we could control this because we would only use battlefield nuclear weapons. These would be limited. This was also a time when biological warfare was considered, and there was much research, a lot done to work out what the effects would be and how to defend against nerve agents. Against everything that we learn from the history of war, there are always those who believe that conflict can be controlled. The evidence of history is that wars can be started, but once a war starts, no one knows where it will go, what will be used, what the result will be. There is no telling what will happen. Last year on Remembrance Sunday, we were very aware of the conflict in Ukraine, not least the potential that that conflict had to spread to other nations. The action of the Russian state in trying to annex Ukraine as part of a new Greater Russia has many parallels with all of the things that happened in the run-up to the First and Second World Wars. 1 year on, we have reached an almost stalemate. If you look at the news, if you read the news, if you see the maps that are drawn, and some of the pictures from last winter with the mud and the trenches, it was very reminiscent of the First World War. This year, in addition to that war, we have the conflict in Gaza. That conflict between Israel and Hamas in Gaza has the potential to draw others in. The Middle East has always had that element to it. Some commentators tell us that the world is in as dangerous a place as it has been for many years. It would be all too easy for other nations and great powers to be drawn into these conflicts. The evil that is conflict and war makes good and right decisions difficult to make. The importance of today, of Remembrance Sunday, is heightened by the state of our world. It's not enough just to look back with gratitude as if we are merely marking a moment in history. In the 78 years since the end of the Second World War, there have been a fair number of times when a wrong decision might have caused the world to go to war. And we only discover this as papers are released and we're able to read how worried authorities were. We need to care. We need to value peace. Peace that is not just an absence of conflict, but peace where we seek the good of all peoples and all nations. When Jesus talks of turning the other cheek, giving more than is asked, walking the extra mile, he's asking us to sacrificially seek peace. This is about being better than the person who wants to have power over us. It is a declaration of choice. When Jesus points to eye for eye and tooth for tooth, he's talking about God's law, which had a limitation on revenge. You could only do to the other what had been done to you. And that was a big limitation. But Jesus said, no, you've got to go beyond that. The underlying principle has to be love. What is asked is to see your enemy as a person like yourself. As I wrote that little sentence, I remembered something that I read quite a number of years ago as we were thinking about the beginnings of the First World War and that 100th anniversary. One of the great fears of the generals and politicians of 1914, 15, in those beginnings, and right through the First World War, is that the ordinary soldiers might see the enemy as ordinary people and as a result refuse to fight. Often the trenches were close enough to exchange words and gifts. It was not unknown for cans of food to be lobbed from one trench to the other. And of course there is the very famous moments where the German forces and the Allied forces had a football match. Those Christmas football matches have gone into history. But back to the present day. We might ask, what can we possibly do to make the world a more peaceable place? The truth is that where we choose good over evil, where we choose peace over conflict, where we choose justice over injustice, where we choose not to seek revenge, where we do not count up past wrongs, we are making the world a better place. The names we see on the war memorial, the people that we commemorate today, did not die so that we in our generation would make the same mistakes, or you young people in your generation carry on making those mistakes. Their hope was for a better future. Those who gave their lives in time of war did not do so because war was a good thing, but so that we could know peace, justice, and prosperity in our time. It is right that we mark Armistice and Remembrance Sunday. It is good that we continue to wear our poppies as a symbol of remembrance, remembering that great sacrifice in time of war. But mostly so that we act on that to make the world a better place. For my talk or sermon in church, I always look for a little quotation, and I found this one from John F. Kennedy. He says, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. So with that thought in mind, we're going to hear some words, words of prayer, as we pray for the world. And as we pray, we should also think, how do we live this? What do we do? Rosemary.
Acknowledgement is given to resources within Church of Scotland website and to Reverend Scott Brown, National Chaplain of Royal British Legion, for the following words of prayer this morning. There is a response line within the prayer, which is, may God give peace. Please join in with the response if you wish to. Let us pray. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict, and ask that God may give us peace. For the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. May God give peace. For those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss. May God give peace. For all members of our armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return, may God give peace. For civilian women, children, and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity, praying in particular today for Ukraine and for the Middle East, may God give peace. For the peacemakers and the peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free. May God give peace. For all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military, and religious, praying in particular for His Majesty the King, and all who govern over us in London and in Edinburgh, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace. May God give peace. O God of truth and justice, we hold before you now in a moment of silent prayer those whose memory we cherish and those whose names we will never know. Merciful God, help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. Eternal Father, as we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. All of this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
We sing now hymn number 110, I Have a Dream, a Man Once Said. National Anthem, God Save the King.
God save the King.
in peace, to serve in peace, with God by your side. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.